This is episode 1651. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing today? I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down so you can connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and in today's episode, we continue along with our theme of inner peace. This week, we are exploring a different meditation technique to help you cultivate inner peace. And as you do today's technique, know that you can see a photo of the mudra on the Sip and Om Facebook page. Mudras are a way you activate certain points on your hands and fingers that stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. When you do the mudra today, you will be releasing negative emotions and you will be uplifting your thoughts. The mudra is called the Kespana Mudra. Again, you can check out Sip and Om's Facebook page, or you could go to our Sip and Om meditation app, where for 2 weeks, when you subscribe, you get 2 weeks free access to the entire app of over 1,600 guided meditations where you can meditate up to half an hour. You also get a journal for each week's theme. So this week it's an inner peace journal, and you get a guide with the different techniques on it. And on this guide is where you'll also have a chance to see the Kespana Mudra. So you can check it out again, the Sip and Om meditation app. As you get ready to settle yourself down into your meditation, or maybe you're doing this as you walk, it's all good. We all start somewhere. We start in the same place. We ease ourselves into slowing down our thoughts, maybe taking time to sit and relax, maybe sipping a cup of tea. And then you may ease yourself into your meditation. Then you sit for a few minutes at a time, and then slowly over time, as you get used to it, you build up to more time sitting in stillness. For me, it took a couple years to sit for half an hour in stillness, or even 15 minutes in stillness. Honor your journey, not rushing yourself, honoring exactly where you are today. So when you consider sitting in stillness, you might wonder, what does that feel like? What am I supposed to be thinking or doing? And inner stillness is about focusing on peace. You can focus on where you feel peace in your body, within you. You can focus on peaceful thoughts that you intentionally bring to mind. And I did a little research on how successful people, meaning people who feel successful in all areas of their life, not just financially or in relationships or in regard to their health, but people who feel very happy and successful in their life, about their life in general. And in this research, I found this on Forbes.com. It's How Successful People Handle Stress by Travis Bradbury. And he shares how there are two kinds of people in the world. those who believe they can make things happen and those who believe things happen to them. This really caught my eye, even over more scientific research, because that's exactly what I want to share with you in meditation. It's not about waiting for something to happen to you, but rather it's about making things happen to you. So when you settle yourself down and you get ready to meditate, focus on peace. What brings you peace? Think of a time where you felt peaceful. Maybe you were walking in a natural setting. Maybe you were with someone you love and you felt so at peace. Maybe it was when you were a child. Bring it to mind and experience those same emotions again. Cultivate them. And when you go for a walk, look for peace. It's there. You may notice a lot of things. You may notice things that irritate you, things that are humorous, things that bring your emotions upward and downward and on a roller coaster. Focus on what brings you peace. Is this so simple or so easy? It is and it isn't. There are definite ways to improve your focus on peace. And in this article, it talks about how you should expect and prepare for change, noticing that life goes through ebbs and flows. People change. You change. People in your life change. Your job may change. Your hobbies and interests may change. And this all impacts your inner peace. So take note of peace in your life, and you'll make those critical key decisions to pursue peace within. And allow that when you find your peace, it will change just as your life changes. Accept this change. Continue to grasp onto peace, including new ways you can experience peace. And you won't notice this unless you actively seek it. And then focus on your freedoms, not your limitations. So when you think about, oh, you know, I can't do this because this is preventing me, or this happened to me and I couldn't help it. It was out of my control. And now I'm left feeling this way. Focus rather on your freedoms, not your limitations. So you can say, yes, this happened to me. And I have so many other things going on in my life too that happened to me. And those things lifted me up. And this difficult thing is going to be with me for a while I process it. But while I process it, I still have choices. I still have freedom. And I'm choosing to choose freedom. So as you settle yourself down to meditate today, as you close your eyes, and as you relax your mind and body, bring to mind your limitations and your freedoms. Right this moment, think about a limitation. Notice how your body may constrict or freeze. And then focus on how you could still experience freedom related to this limitation. What can you do, even if it's simply to sit where you are and meditate, or to walk and do this technique. So, as you do your meditation, you can place your hands in the Kespana Mudra. You clasp your hands in front of you at your chest or right at your navel, intertwining your fingers and your thumb. And then you're going to extend your index fingers upward, touching each other. They're pressed together, while the rest of your fingers and your thumbs are intertwined. Your thumbs are crossed over each other. This is a simple mudra you can do to uplift your thoughts and release negative emotions. Hold the mudra for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, releasing it at any time. You can do this mudra whether you're meditating or whether you're sitting at your desk at your office. Meditate until the point where you could go a little bit longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.